Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1548, air date March 13th, 2025.
All right, everyone, welcome. This is Dr. Shiva Durant. So the title of today's talk is There Is No Messiah Coming, and You Have to Be Your Own Messiah. And this has nothing to do with religion. It has more to do with the reality of how the universe works and how all systems work. And what I want to talk about today is something very, very fundamental to all existence. You see, for the last, I don't know, how many ever years you want to look at since human beings have been around, people have been trying to look out into the cosmos, look inside, look within, look outside, and people have been trying to make sense of things. And to make sense of things, you've had spiritual movements / religious movements. That's one sort of way. The other is people have done political movements. And more recently, probably starting the 50s or 60s, there's been personal growth movements, right? Empower yourself, you know, psychology, EST, Anthony Robbins, you know, Deepak Chopra, you know, positive thinking, right? And so, you know, there's probably other avenues, but these are the three main things, right? Political movements, typically led by philosophers and economists, personal growth movements led by all sort of a motley of characters, and then the spiritual movements / religious movements led by different major religions. And I would argue that all of these, without it, the integral understanding of systems, are all frankly distractions. And they're distractions at a very deeply fundamental level, so people don't actually solve the problems of human liberation. In the talk I gave last week, I talked about this. There's a very, very deep cycle that most human beings are caught up in. I would say pretty much every human being is caught up in this cycle. At the personal level, at the spiritual level, and at the political level, all three realms, personal, spiritual, and political. And typically people try to separate those. And this creates lots and lots of dysfunctions. Very interesting, you know, we have a building in Cambridge. Very interesting story. It's actually very apropos. Some group calls me up and says they're mental health counselors. They help people with ADHD and mental health problems, and they want to rent some space in our building in Cambridge. So I said, great. And a young woman shows up and is, you know, checking out the building, and she's asking different, you know, questions. Then she said, oh, my boss, Adrian, is going to come. He's the owner of this, I guess they've started a very lucrative business advising people on mental health issues. So this guy shows up, you know, wears his little Tim Pool beanie, thinks he's like, knows everything. And he starts asking me questions. Oh, what's the CAM and what's this? And I start answering questions. He goes, you're not answering the question I want you to answer the way I want you to answer it. You know, I own 400 properties in Massachusetts. And I said, look, this is how you calculate square footage. And he says, I can't deal with this. The guy freaks out and leaves. Now, remember, this guy's running a CEO of a mental health organization. It's very, very apropos, because most of these people running these personal growth, you know, therapists, all of them are wackadoodles. They're the most fucked up people you'll ever meet. And yet they are advising other people. And many of these people are funded by state governments. A lot of corruption. But nonetheless, you have idiots telling other idiots how to live their lives when the first idiot doesn't even know anything about living life and is probably doing the thing exactly the opposite. So you have major dysfunctions like this. This is why Booby fucking Kennedy says one thing, and yet he, in his own home, everyone's got to be vaccinated before they can come. Trump says things from all different sides of his mouth. We've created a society of people who are absolutely fine with people lying to them, living in dysfunction. You know, it's quite extraordinary. So you have contradictions, people get bamboozled, people get abused, and it seems like they enjoy this. So to the woman that was talking earlier, yeah, I've been calling this stuff out since most of my life, since I was 18 years old, and most of you saw me do it in 2020 with blinding accuracy. And we got significant attention during that period, and then they did not want to give us the limelight that we rightfully deserved, because we saved hundreds of millions of people's lives and we said the right thing at the right time. On top of it, a lot of people came to us. We helped a lot of people. But many of those people showed no loyalty and they were parasites. They took our knowledge. Thank you, Dr. Shiva. Thank you. But where are they? That too is a dysfunction. The lack of follow through, the lack of discipline. And where does all this come from? Well, it comes from a very, very fundamental aspect of people having no respect for themselves, not honoring themselves. People spit on themselves every day. Most people do. It's like they spit up in the air and they let the spit fall on their head. And that's what the establishment has trained people, not to respect themselves and not to respect people like myself and others who put our lives out on the line and we say the right things at the right time, because people have no idea what a real teacher is, what a real master is, what mastery is. They've been given charlatans. They've been told messiahs are coming. Someone's coming to help them. So they've been essentially made retarded, dumb, in a very deliberate way of what real truth is. It's funny, I have to use the word real truth. Who actually works for a living, who busts their butt to understand knowledge and get it out there. All of that's been thrown aside. And that's why human beings suffer. Ignorance, absolute ignorance. This movement is truly the light unto the world. It really, really is. There's nothing else like it. And why do I say that? Well, going back to what I said, there's been spiritual movements, political movements, personal growth movements. All of them are distractions at a fundamental level if you do not understand the fundamental science of systems. Because what I've been able to uncover is that, and I've studied all these movements, by the way. When I was 23 years old, there was an organization called Actualizations. They should do personal growth. I was a young kid. I was asked to do production for them. People really loved the work I used to do. They had facilitators. You know, they used to help people, but it was very ephemeral helping, because you just help people empower themselves, feel good about themselves. And, you know, 2 weeks later, they all forgot about it. I've been involved in many different political movements, and many of you know that I have a deeply, deeply long history in exploring all sorts of spiritual and religious movements, but none of it ever answered the real questions of human existence until I uncovered the science of systems. Everything inside of you is a system. Everything outside of you is a system. Everything. Everything is a system. Most people don't even know what a system is. Well, we teach people what a system is in a categorically grounded way. So you really understand what a system is. The elites know what systems are. They're dumb systems and they're intelligent systems. Dumb systems have 5 principles that govern them. Intelligent systems have 4 more, 9 principles. And we pound this away in the knowledge that we teach people. Because without that core understanding, you're just going to get distracted. You're going to follow anarcho-syndicalism. Oh, let me go follow that movement. Let me go follow, you know, some libertarian movement in the political realms. Oh, I went to meditate today, raised my kundalini. Oh, that was wonderful. In the so-called spiritual worlds. Oh, I went to church today. I'm getting back to going to church now. It's Sunday. You know, I realize this new year, I got to go back to church. Okay, that'll last about 6 months, maybe. Oh, I just signed up for this amazing personal growth. They're teaching me how to think positively and tell myself, I'm enough. Whatever nonsense. And that'll last around 3 months. But fundamentally, if you don't understand the science of systems, you're fucked. The reason we've been able to call things out at the right time to help the right people is because we understand the science. And that science is made available to everyone on this planet now through our movement. Without understanding that, you're literally a babe in the woods. You're in kindergarten, goo goo gaga. You have no idea how you're being fucked and how, as this talk is about, there's no one coming to save you. I don't care what religion you are, there's no one coming to save you. All the religions talked about, you have to look within. The kingdom of heaven is within you. There's no one coming to save you. Booby fucking Kennedy ain't going to save you. Trump ain't going to save you. Obama didn't save you. None of these people are going to save you. You have to want to save yourself, period. And if you get to that point, you've come to kindergarten. And you haven't gone there. You haven't even been born yet. You have to want to save yourself. And when you get to that point, what you realize is that the swarm, the establishment, at all levels, at the spiritual level, at the political level, at the personal level, has you going around in a loop. And what is that loop? Well, first of all, the loop begins with you having this false identity that you belong, you know, that you have to put up with this nonsense, this current situation. You know, so, you know, you make some compromises, you reconnect, and you sort of say, well, this is all that I have today, this system. And that could be some condition, even in your personal lives, you're living with, in human interactions where you compromise to really awful people, personal relationships, all sorts of stuff, you know? So you reconcile these serious inequities. You say, well, that's, you know, I just have to, you know, whatever, you know, you just sort of reconcile. And then you get in, and then a couple of months go by, maybe a year goes by, you get disappointed typically with that condition. You get very, very alienated personally, emotionally, you feel isolated. And then to reconnect, you do a false reconciliation. You make amends and you go back into the system, you get disappointed. And I talked about this in more detail in my previous talk last week. You do some false reconciliation. This process goes on. This occurs not only at the personal level, but at the political level. You think, oh, Obama was our guy. Well, he saved all the big banks. You get disappointed. You feel isolated, abandoned. Then you say, well, maybe I'll try Trump. False reconciliation. You reconnect. You get disappointed, and then you go around the circle, you see? So this is what I called in the last talk, the cycle of abuse. Because you don't understand that this process is taking place, and you can even draw this out if you want, what I just said, on a piece of paper. But this is happening to every human being. That's what the swarm does. Keeps you in this cycle of alienation and isolation. You want to reconnect, so you make some reconciliation in relationships and politics, even spiritually. You have some guru who's banging all the women. You have some Christian evangelist who's banging all the women and then makes some, you know, plea, talk some nonsense. You say, well, oh yeah, I guess he had to do that. So people are always making these compromises and reconciliations of awful behavior. So this cycle continues until one day, hopefully, you wake up to like, wait a minute, I'm in one of these modes of false reconciliation, abandonment, disappointment. It just keeps going on and on and on. What am I going to do? Well, first is understanding that this deliberate process is engineered by the swarm to keep you in that prison, that cycle of abuse. It's engineered. It was our movement that exposed all these people in 2020 And many people thanked me. But yet those same fucking people will go vote for Kennedy and say, well, Kennedy was a good guy. You know, he says a lot of bad things. Why is Dr. Shiva so critical? It's like they never learn. It's like that people want to be abused. But until you understand that this is a system dynamic that they've created and imposed on people, you will remain in that habit trail, going round and round and round and round, chasing your tail. These are very powerful insights that I'm sharing with you. But our movement intersects the personal, the spiritual, and the political, all of it. You can't be talk about enlightenment and not participate in fighting evil in the real world. You can't talk about fighting evil in the real world in your own personal lives. You allow evil to exist in human interactions. You see, all of them have to be fully integrated for you to be a whole human being. Otherwise, you're like schizophrenic. So our movement is really about you aligning yourself, wanting to truly be a good human being. And how do you get that? Well, there's two aspects of it. One is character of the individual. Do they do what they say? Do they follow through? Do their words match their deeds? You know, all sorts of different attributes like that. The others, are they committed to sitting down and taking advantage of this knowledge? You can't get anywhere else on the planet. It is this knowledge that exposed election integrity, you know, fraud in the United States. It is this knowledge that uncovered the backdoor portal to Twitter. It is this knowledge that saved hundreds of millions of people's lives during COVID, all from the same essential knowledge. People think, you know, like I work day and night, I do. But I was able to share this with the world because of this foundational knowledge. My intention is to build, or let me put it to you more simply, is to enable the building of a global movement to shatter the swarm. Because that is where the evil really is. But the real evil is people being ignorant. Even after they see repeatedly, we always told the right truth at the right time, they still fucking want to be fucked with. It's like, how many times do you have to throw pearls to swine? How many times? And as I talked about in a previous talk, the establishment is getting very clever. Now they suppress my dissemination of knowledge on social media. They actually hire other people to copy my content. In fact, as we talked about it, they hired a porn star, a former Playboy model with big tits and blonde hair, to copy my content. And to drive people to her content, they let her content grow. And then as a honeypot, she drives people to all the grifters, you see? And so what's the fundamental difference of people just repeating our content? Yes, cool, that's great. You can repeat our content. But what they do not repeat is to tell people that we need to build a bottoms-up movement to shatter the swarm, come to the orientation, go through the program. You see, they leave all that shit out because that's action. To do something. Telling the truth is not sufficient. Because now on social media, people literally cut and copy my content, run it through AI, change it a little bit, and are honeypotting people. We had a guy called Ian Carroll, I just found out. Total scumbag. He looks something with his face. If you look at him, something is off with this guy. Well, he comes out of nowhere, apparently calls himself a journalist, was nowhere to be found until 2 years ago, shows up, again, copies a lot of my content, is put on Joe Rogan overnight. And I just found out that he's doing a bottoms-up party in Massachusetts, charging $167 for one drinking, you know, event. And he's calling it bottoms-up. And people complain, oh, we got to pay Dr. Shiva $100 for our courses. Well, go try to take it at MIT, see how much it costs you, whether he can even get it. We're literally giving it away. And when we gave it away, people didn't value it. So we asked people to donate a little bit. But people will go party with a guy who steals our content and get, you know, plastered. When I went to one of the Vi events, the anti-vax event that Kennedy and Dell Bigtree, another fucking fraud, sponsored, they were all getting plastered. And it was an open bar. And Kennedy, at the end of it, has the audacity to say, well, we spent all our money. Can we have another $25,000? Why are you doing an open bar and letting everyone get plastered? You see, these people are decadent assholes. They're literally using content, anti-establishment content, to define their brand, but they have no intention of building a movement to change the world. So the question is, what do you want to do? You made it this far. I'll tell you what I want to do. I have very, very little patience as an educator, as I, in my own growth, I don't really want to deal with people who are not committed. So my goal is by the end of this year, I want to train about 100 master leaders, 100 Malcolm X's, 100 Buddhas, 100 Christs, because that's the kind of knowledge we actually have. The knowledge we have is like a Navy SEAL training program. You have to really want to liberate yourselves. And the knowledge is right here. What is a movement? What is a bottoms-up movement? How has change occurred? What are the dynamics of change? What is a self-organizing system? This is shit that, you know, PhDs learn at MIT, and then they go on to work for think tanks to use it to oppress people. But I've made that knowledge accessible to all of you. I hope you have the integrity, the discipline, the fortitude, if you made it this far. And those of you who've gone through the knowledge once, go through it again and again. It's a lot of stuff there. It's very deep. But it's one is for you to A, do you want to save yourself? That's what our cards, as Nicholas and Andrew have shared, show. We have them translated in every language. We say, get on the ground. Find other people who want to save themselves. Have them start with get off the plantation. Have them go through the course. Build a community of people that are true human beings who really are on the same wavelength as you. Because you don't need a lot of those people. The number that I have is 5,000 people. 100 solid people, leaders. And that's where I'm putting my efforts. And you can be part of that. But you got to want to save yourself. You got to want to realize that all these mythologies that they've created, someone's going to come from the sky to save you. It's all bullshit. No one's coming to save you. No one is coming to save you. And if you get to that point, guess what? My life has been about creating the tools, the curriculum, the knowledge, the technology. So you alone can save yourself. And you can get to that point on a personal level, but then you also recognize that you have to interconnect with other people on the path to saving themselves. And that is a movement. And it is only a bottoms-up movement, independent bottoms-up movement, that has ever changed anything. And that is why I'm so censored by all of these swarm creatures. Because I not only tell the truth and expose it, neither does our and our movement, but we actually tell you what you can do. Action, simply talking, exposing the truth of that action, is academic. Taking action without theory is a terrorist. You have to understand the dynamics of systems, and you have to take action. So if you want to be part of that, and you recognize that the knowledge base that we put together transcends political movement theory, transcends personal growth theory, transcends religious and spiritual theory, it's way beyond all of that. So my life journey has really helped me uncover the truth of truth of truth of truths, the science of all systems. And it's grounded in natural law. It'll give you an anchor. So you won't get bamboozled and you won't get distracted. But it'll require work. The good news is we have a community of really, really good people. And this has to be done in community and, you know, camaraderie with other people. And it has to be done offline. Online medium is completely taken over. I mean, people tell you my total followers have stayed the same for 3 years, in spite of all the great videos we do, the great content we do, all of that. These people are fucking evil. And you have to want to fight evil. That is the purpose of life. The purpose of life is to fight evil, period. And anything else you do from not seeing that is a distraction. You can only ignore that so much of your life, but you will eat away yourself. Because you'll live in quiet desperation, demoralized, dumb, disabled. And life is far more than that. Life is supposed to be an inspiration to your soul. That's where real enlightenment is. It is not raising your fucking kundalini and seeing the light. And I've had all those experiences, by the way. It's way beyond that. Life is about fighting evil here and now with fellowship with other people who you can trust, and you can have great community, real love. Real love is a community of other people who want to fight evil, not some namby-pamby bullshit, sending hearts out to people. That's not what real love is. And I'm grateful to the incredible people that come around our movement and dedicate themselves. They're very, very truly loving people. They fight for others. So if you want to fully embrace your humanity, you come to the right place. So welcome, everyone. I hope all of you become Truth from Health Warriors. And, you know, one of the things I've asked people is, I challenge you, bring one other person to the next orientation. You'll see that you have to learn the material. You have to learn how to articulate. That's what I challenge you. Because you don't need social media. We don't need it. It's we're becoming slaves to it. Go talk to people face to face. The truth, the real truth, which is action combined with theory, will never be allowed on social media. Ever, ever, ever. It is a manipulative environment. It's the matrix to try to keep people contained. To the extent we put stuff on there, if you notice, I do less and less interviews. I do less and less talks. I want, this movement has to grow based on you. You guys have to do the work. I've done enough work. I've done enough videos for 100 lifetimes. Do you want to save yourself? And do you want to shatter the swarm? We have the solutions. Not only do we have the theory, but we actually have tangible solutions. You can go into your neighborhoods, teach people how to, you know, find clean food. You can become part of our Systems Health Educator Program and learn how to deliver real health education. You can participate with Cytosolve and create medicines. We're literally creating medicines bottoms up by the people for the people. We're delivering health education by the people for the people. We're defining what is clean food by the people for the people. Everything we do is bottoms up. We don't need the fucking government. They're never going to solve anything. Elon Trump Inc. is about maximizing profit for the few. So let go of all your illusions. Grow this movement. It's the only game in town. There's nothing else like it. And it is an outcome of a lot of hard work to figure out how to shatter the swarm and fight evil. That's what this is. So welcome, everyone.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right, the Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face,
The Art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering: electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.